Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
The Clinch River is not only one of the most beautiful rivers we have, it's also fascinating. One of the most biodiverse rivers in the world, running through intriguing geology and a majestic forest. Wouldn't it be nice to learn about all this while floating the river? Well, there's an app for that.
Welcome to the Clinch. Even though this river may look tranquil and calm, did you know that you were actually floating one of the most biodiverse rivers in all of North America? This means that the Clinch has more types of wildlife than most other rivers on our continent. This is especially true for freshwater mussels.
The app developed through a partnership with Clinch River Adventures in St. Paul and a project that we've had at the college looking at how to get information about biodiversity on the Clinch to users on the Clinch who are using it recreationally, because so many people float the Clinch but they never really know what they're seeing or why the river is so important.
Wally Smith teaches at the University of Virginia's College at Wise and works with the Clinch River Valley Initiative.
So we had a group of students at the college that developed the app, and it's housed through Google Earth and Google Maps, and it's an interpretive app that actually uses cultural information. We have some music from traditional Appalachian bands that have contributed music through the app, and then as well some information about biodiversity from the Clinch that we've synced up through a narrator. We have a professional storyteller who's contributed content, and as users float the Clinch, they'll be able to use this app and see where they are on the Clinch relative to different items on the Clinch, wildlife, habitats, information about biodiversity, and be able to play that content along with music as they float.
As you float the river today, this guide will help point out some of the local habitats and other natural features that are integral to the Clinch and its wildlife, including the river's incredible array of freshwater mussels. Keep an eye out for these and other features as you float, and enjoy your time on the Clinch.
Yes, my name's Terry Ann Funk, and my husband and I are the owners of Clinch River Adventures in St. Paul, Virginia.
This summer, Clinch River Adventures worked with Wally Smith and his students.
As you may know, the Clinch is the most biodiverse river in the U.S. and second behind the Amazon. Wally and I had talked about it, and he had a class, and the students actually did the legwork for the information that was used within the app. And then after he received the grant, he hired a narrator to actually narrate, and then I'm pretty sure it was UVA Wise's band who actually did the background music for it. And so having all three of those come together and complete this, and then of course the app itself is like none other in the world. The Amazon, actually Wally and I did some research on this, and you know, the Amazon actually offers a tutorial going down the river via tablets. And so this is like none other in the U.S., kind of like the river. It's like none other in the U.S. And so now the app, of course, is up and going, and it's just super exciting to be able to take your natural assets that you have that we've looked at all of our lives, because I'm from St. Paul, Virginia, and we've looked at all of our lives, and, you know, we just think, oh, it's a river, but it's not just a river. It's the Clinch River, and the reason that that is so spectacular is because, you know, the mussels and biodiversity. And so now we're able to not only promote our area, but also promote the river. So
the bridge crossing the Clinch near this point is an example of one of Southwest Virginia's most important economic resources. This particular railroad line helps in the transport of coal out of the mountains north of the Clinch Valley to distribution centers and prep plants far beyond. Historically, coal has been the economic foundation of the Clinch Valley, with many towns and settlements having their origin in coal camps that boomed through the early to mid.
Terry Ann Funk says people are enthusiastic about the app.
Once that they realize that first it's available, and second that it's not only about the river, it's about our heritage, it's about the environment, it's about the coal industry, they absolutely love it. And so it's great to finally take something besides coal, hopefully, and which I'm, you know, for the coal industry, I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's great to be able to have something else to fall on, for instance, like tourism related and stuff. So it's really exciting that we have something to promote.
We're piloting it right now from Castlewood to St. Paul. So a small, I think, 2.5 mile stretch of the Clinch, about maybe a 90-minute float. And we're hoping, if this works well, to expand that to other areas of the Clinch all throughout the river.
We've looked in expanding it both ways. For instance, from St. Paul down, and it ends in St. Paul. So, and then also expanding it up to Cleveland, because Cleveland's a kind of a big feature of the Clinch, because there's a lot of mussels there and a lot of flora and fauna. Right now, he and I have talked about really just marketing this more heavily so that we can get more people aware of it, because once that someone tries this, they realize how important that it really is to our community and our heritage. So,
as you begin to wind your way downriver towards the outskirts of St. Paul, you may begin to notice some rock outcrops above the water, particularly in the forest along the country road that parallels the river. These rocks are a fine example of the karst, or limestone-dominated topography, that dominates much of the Clinch Valley. Karst landscapes harbor a variety of fascinating natural features, including caves.
I knew it would be a great partnership for us because, you know, we already have people on the river. And so a lot of people come for fun, but a lot of people doesn't realize that it can be an educational experience as well. So I'm really looking forward to the partnership in the future. So,
Terry Ann Funk of Clinch River Adventures in St. Paul, Virginia. We also heard Wally Smith of the University of Virginia's College at Wise. The app that Dr. Smith and his students developed is narrated by Jane Branham, with music from the Empty Bottle String Band. To see more online, go to visitclinchriver.com and look at Explore Our Biodiversity. Reporting for WMMT, I'm Rich Kirby.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.